the consulted surgeon at the breast unit at the Royal Derby Hospital told me that the lump was cancerous and that it needed removing. He then told me that given its size and where it was, I was going to be offered a choice of whether I had a lumpectomy or a mastectomy. And I have to admit, I was very surprised at this because to me, he was the expert. He was the one with all the experience in this field. And I assumed that he would be telling me what surgery I needed. He told me that in my particular case, there was no difference in outcome. And I can remember sitting there thinking, I must have misheard him. That can't be right. And asking him, could he go through it again? Was he saying that if I had a lumpectomy, the chances of the cancer coming back were X percent, whereas if I had a mastectomy, it would be Y percent? And he said, no, in your particular case, the chances are the same. That didn't really make the decision any easier, in one sense. And yet the fact that he'd explained it clearly actually meant that before I left his office that day, my mind was made up. Because to me, at a very superficial level, if the cancer hadn't been in my breast and had been somewhere else in my body, for example, in my leg, one wouldn't assume that amputation was the only way of dealing with it. And for me, mastectomy was not necessary, nor was it going to give me a different or better outcome, so I couldn't see the point of it at that precise time. Clearly, it's a personal choice for all women who are put in that situation, but I felt that was the right decision for me. It fitted in with my lifestyle, the recovery time and everything. They were secondary issues, but my mind was made up before I left his room. And going back to something Lisa said at the beginning, I'm not by nature a very decisive person. I can look at a menu and change my mind three or four times before the food's ordered. And yet on that day, something hit a note in my brain, and I knew that that was the right choice. So when I was told about Bresdex, I had already made my mind up, but I thought this was research that was being undertaken by three well-known universities. It was backed by cancer research. So it was obviously a very serious piece of research, and I was happy to take part. I also thought that something might change my mind. I also thought that it might help convince me that I had made the right choice. And I also think that when faced with something like this, you can never have too much information. And I wanted to have all the relevant information before finally going back to the consultant and the nurses and telling them that that was what I had chosen to do. In terms of the Breast Eggs website, these are only obviously my personal views, but there were lots of things I liked about the website.